This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Job openings reached near record levels in October. 11 million open positions. It's yet another sign of how hard it is for some businesses to find workers. Restaurants, in particular, are having problems. But other parts of the economy are doing a little better. They're starting to find people, in particular, state and local education. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
The report found that education was a bright spot in October when it comes to jobs.
Job openings and hires rose as quits ticked down.
Elise Gould is a senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute. She says that's an encouraging sign, given that employment in education still hasn't returned to where it was before the pandemic.
Particularly state and local education employment, which we know has still been pretty far below its pre-pandemic levels.
A lot of the new hires in October were in educational support roles.
For every teacher, there are janitors and secretaries and cafeteria workers, you know, who support that teacher.
That's labor economist Teresa Ghilarducci at the New School. She says many of those workers lost their jobs early in the pandemic. Now that schools have reopened this year,
we're seeing teachers come back and then the two or three workers that support each teacher also coming back.
School districts have also benefited from government relief aid, says Nick Johnson, who follows state fiscal policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
That was so important to enabling states and localities, including school districts, to have the resources to bring workers back.
Despite that, Johnson says school districts still have a lot of unmet staffing needs, especially when it comes to public health.
You know, schools still need school nurses. We still need folks out there helping with outreach on immunizations.
Whatever the specific needs, state and local governments in general took a big employment hit when the pandemic started and have only brought back a fraction of the workers they lost. He says that's worrying, given the role local governments play in an economic recovery.
States and localities spend most of their money on healthcare, education, human services, things that are really critical to the recovery for families and communities.
The Labor Department found that excluding education, state and local government hiring fell in October. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.